If a poem is about something that never happened, is the poem any less true? This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, July 19th, 2006. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, autobiography versus fiction in poetry. We're going to hear two poems. Both of them happen to be about the sexual abuse of children. One of the poems is true, in the sense that it's about a real person who was in fact abused, and the other is a fiction.
Unfortunately, we live in a time where people assume automatically that any poem is about the person that wrote the poem.
C. Dale Young is a poet and the poetry editor of the New England Review, and he's also a physician. He wrote a poem in which the speaker alludes to abuse by a Catholic priest.
I actually almost didn't publish this poem. I mean, it was just published in November, and true to form, there are people who have written me and said, oh my God, I can't believe that you went through this as a child. And I said, I've never been an altar boy. But that's the, you know, the poetic culture that we currently live in.
We'll hear C. Dale Young's poem in just a minute, but first, let's listen to one by Linda Gregerson.
This poem is for and about my sister, Karen. The poem did not mean to go where it goes. It discovered its subject was about a ghastly thing that happened to her and happened to her over a long period of time when she was a child.
The thing to keep in mind here is, do we connect more to a poem if we know it is based on real events?
For the Taking.
By Linda Gregerson.
And always the damp blonde curls on her temples and bountifully down to her shoulder blades. The rich, loose curls all summer mixed with sand and sweat, and the rare, voluptuous, double curve of her nether lip. Most children lose that ripeness before they can talk, and the solemn forehead, which betokens thought, and alas for her, obedience. And the pure, unmuddied line of the jaw and the peeling brown shoulders. She was always a child of the sun. This was his sweet piece of luck, his find, his renewable turn-on. And my brown and golden sister, at 8 1/2, took to hating her body and cried in her bath. And this was years. My bad uncle did it for years, in the back of the car, in the basement where he kept his guns. And we, who could have saved her, who knew what it was in the best of times to cross the bridge of shame, from the body unencumbered to the body on the block, we would be somewhere mowing the lawn, or basting the spare ribs right outside. And how many times have you heard this? We were deaf and blind, and have ever since required of her that she take care of us, and she has. And here's the worst. She does it for love.
Linda Gregerson reading her poem, For the Taking. It's really a poem about guilt. This terrible thing happened to the poet's sister right under everyone's nose. And even though they didn't know about it, the poet seems to blame herself for allowing it to happen. So what do you think? Does knowing it actually happened change your experience of the poem? I hate to admit it, but it did for me. I found myself getting really angry at that uncle, for one thing.
My bad uncle did it for years. In the back of the car, in the basement where he kept his guns.
The question is, if it weren't true, would we still be interested in this poem? I think so, just by virtue of its emotional honesty. For example, the poet subtly confesses the difficulties of adjusting to her own sexuality, even though she hadn't been abused.
And we, who could have saved her, who knew what it was in the best of times to cross the bridge of shame, from the body unencumbered to the body on the block.
Now to C. Dale Young's fictionalized poem, which is also about bodies.
I essentially wrote it after reading a lot about various scandals regarding the Catholic Church and, you know, young altar boys. I had never been an altar boy, but I'd certainly grown up Catholic. And in my mind, I found the correlation between the language of the church and the language I knew studying medicine to be very similar.
The speaker in this poem has a fever, and in that fever, his medical school experiences of performing autopsies mingle with memories of being an altar boy. The medical aspects of the poem must be drawn from the poet's real experience as a medical student. But the sexual abuse is fiction, though we do, of course, know that these things have happened to plenty of altar boys. The poem is called Corpus Medicum.
In the dream of fever, in the murky light of a mind ill at ease, it is the tile I remember, the single row of beige tile that circumnavigated the laboratory, a tile that seemed more in keeping with a bathroom decorated in the 1970s than with a room in which to dissect cadavers. Below the tile, a lime-like pale green, and above, the clean white of hospitals. In the dream of fever, I am there again in the first days, trying to speak the dead language of naming. Latissimus, pectoralis, orbicularis orbis. For some of us, this was a language we had heard before we could comprehend the alpha and omega of muscularis. Someone whispered that the very act of naming was holy. Singularum that became singulare, the cincture that held the cassock in place. But fever brings much more than the simple images of the past, brings with it the smell of the sacristy and his reverence standing still as one of us undid the cincture at his waist. Oh, black cassock, weren't we the lucky ones, the special boys who were allowed into the secret rooms of the church? In the anatomy laboratory, my head lowered and intent on study, the smell was anything but human. The smell of formalin and bleach disguised the glistening corpus, disguised the human stench. And had I not seen this attempt at deception before, seen it as a child when our dirty hands and mouths were covered, all hushed by the language of Rome and perfumed by the incense left clinging to Monsignor's large hands? Out of one dead language, another one rose easily. Singularum that became singulare, cincture that became a cinch.
C. Dale Young reading his poem Corpus Medicum. Knowing in advance that the sexual abuse implied in the poem is a fiction, did you find it less emotionally involving? I have my own thoughts about it, but I'd like to hear yours. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. Linda Gregerson's latest book is Waterborne, published by Mariner Books. C. Dale Young's latest is The Day Underneath the Day, published by Tri-Quarterly Books. You can read his online poetry diary at poetryfoundation.org, where you'll also find poetry news and features and more audio. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the poetryfoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.